You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Jonathan Citron, adjunct faculty of finance at Wayne State University and the founder and chairman of Citron Group, an investment advisor in Birmingham, Michigan. Mr. Citron, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So what makes Citron Group different from other investment advisors?
I started Citron Group a decade ago, almost exactly a decade ago. In a couple of months, we'll have our 10-year anniversary, which I'm obviously excited about. When I started the firm, I had left mainstream Wall Street. I was at a major Wall Street firm and doing really well, enjoying the industry, but it was obviously just after the tech boom and tech bubble, and I was craving something a little bit more intellectual than just the sales approach that was given in the normal industry. Mainstream Wall Street is very much about sales and pushing product. And so the first, smaller difference of Citron Group is that we have nothing to do with product. We don't push any kind of product, which makes us different. But there are a lot of firms out there that do the same thing. We're a very intellectual firm. But I would say that the one thing that makes us most different in this industry, in finance, and I think for a lot of entrepreneurs in general, there's a real groupthink mentality, and people go along with the crowd, and there is a feeling of safety as long as you go up along with the crowd. It takes a lot of courage, I believe, for entrepreneurs to go off on their own and also do things that they think are right, even if it's different than what everybody else is doing. And when I started Citron Group, I wanted to have an investment firm that provided real direction and leadership for clients, not just conforming to the groupthink mentality of markets or individuals or the industry, as I say, but providing real leadership and direction and not being afraid to step outside of the box, if you will, and do something that's different that might happen to be in the best interest of the client. So at the core of the company is what we call a courage not to conform. And what we mean by that is if conformity is good, if conformity is best for our clients, we'll do it. But we're not going to go along with that groupthink conformity just because everybody else is doing it. We're going to provide real leadership and do what's right for people, even if the rest of the world isn't doing it. So it's one of our firm core values is the courage not to conform. And as simple as I could put it, we don't subscribe to groupthink.
And speaking of that, is it difficult running a business that seeks to combat groupthink?
It is. Any entrepreneur, being somebody who's not only started his own business, but somebody who's advised a lot of people who started theirs, any entrepreneur who is looking to do something that's even a little bit different, let alone really trying to transcend and make a wave in the right direction in their particular industry, it's going to be a real challenge. And I think entrepreneurs should know that up front. Getting into any business where you're going to do things even a little bit differently, you should be prepared that it's going to be an uphill climb. It's going to be difficult. You're going to have to do 150% better than your competitors because you're doing things differently. You're running against a hurdle, particularly in today's world with the internet and everybody's connected, and the groupthink mentality is growing. The conformity is growing because of technology. People are getting closer together, but also more clumpy, if you will. I don't know if that's a word, but Eric, I tell you, it's been a real challenge, but it's important. It's very important. It's a significant thing for entrepreneurs to do, to get out there and do things to change their industries, to make the world a better place, and not just doing it to earn an income, not just doing it to make a living or to say that you have a shingle with your name on it, to really have that purpose. But entrepreneurs should definitely expect, Eric, that going against the grain when it's right is also very, very difficult. So you better be ready for the challenge. But I believe that it's a very noble cause, a very noble challenge. But it's tough.
Yes. Now, when you teach in the business school and graduate business school at Wayne State University, what do you tell your students about running a successful business? I wish I could even join some of those sessions.
Yeah, and by the way, Eric, anytime you're in my neck of the woods, you're welcome to come in, and we'd love to have you. Matter of fact, I'll have you maybe speak to the group. We'll talk offline, but because from your experience, you probably have more knowledge than all of us. You talk to entrepreneurs, you know, all the time. So kudos on what you're doing. I would say I get questions all the time from students. And, yeah, I teach finance and I'm in the business school, but I get questions from all sorts of students. Sometimes I get students from other departments that email and say, you know, I heard that you're also a professional and you teach part-time. You know, I'm thinking of starting my business. I'm thinking of doing this, you know, A or B or C. And I've tried over the years to come up with what I think is, you know, the utmost importance. Certainly there are some of the more normal things that you probably hear, you know, quite consistently, which is you don't want to own a business, not own a job. And most entrepreneurs, all they do is create a job for them and for themselves, and they're working for themselves, but they own a job, and there's no fun in that. And there's no, you can't be productive if you're just toiling all day long. You want to have a passion. And then there are some really basic things like, you know, your cash flow statement and understanding cash flow. And there's nothing more important than cash flow when starting a business. But what I think is the most important, and particularly for people who you and I talk to all the time that are trying to go against kind of that rote mentality of society and trying to make the world a better place, you have to have patience. And we all have these grandiose ideas that we want to start businesses and we're going to rule the world, you know, by next Tuesday, but it doesn't always work out that way. And building a business has its ups and its downs, and people certainly are going to be challenged by, you know, if they have enough staying power, if they can stay in it long enough, if they can stay committed to their passion, to their mission. So I bottom line, I tell people, owning a business is a very emotional, trying thing to do. And it takes a tremendous amount of patience, but it has significant rewards beyond just money if you do it right. And obviously you can tell that I think that the ultimate reward is making the world a little bit better, you know, chipping away. If all of us entrepreneurs chip away at the world a little bit, you know, take our little chisels and dent on the big rock of the world, we can together make a huge difference. But it's going to take a lot of patience because when you're starting a business, you don't have a sledgehammer. You've got a little chisel or maybe even a toothpick. So got to be real patient, and I'm sure you've seen it a lot, and you've probably talked to people who have more patience than me, but when I'm talking to students, they are all young and excited to get going, and I have to slow them down a little bit. But don't lose your passion, but pick up some patience. So patience.
Very well said. Today we're joined by Jonathan Citrin, adjunct faculty of finance at Wayne State University and the founder and chairman of Citrin Group, an investment advisor in Birmingham, Michigan, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mr. Citrin, as an established business person and member of the finance industry, what do you tell other entrepreneurs about the current state of global economies?
It's the other side. I love the question, and I'm glad you asked. It's the other side of my input that I give entrepreneurs and students and you know, other colleagues and contemporaries. A lot of them ask me just about starting a business and the nuts and bolts, and then the other question, the other side of it I get is now a good time, or what does the future look like? And I really firmly believe that we're living in a world, you know, we've got a global landscape now. The world is so much bigger than it used to be. I'm in, Birmingham, Michigan, as you say, Eric, and things that I do in my business is impacted by what's going on in Beijing, China, and what's going on in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Tel Aviv, Israel. It's the world has become so small, and a lot of that's because of technology, or I should say it's all basically because of technology. So you have to be acutely aware, even if you're running, starting a hairstylist studio in Kentucky, you got to be aware of what's going on in the world. Everything impacts people's capacity to buy, their sentiment, their emotions, whether or not they're going to shop or they're not going to shop. So the global landscape is something that's very important for people. And I fear, my big fear, what I actually tell people is that we're in an escalating cycle of booms and busts. And the world right now is so intertwined. And what we're seeing is no longer do we have an isolated event in Turkey or an isolated event in Cyprus. We have events that impact markets everywhere and impact somebody who might be going to the grocery store to buy, you know, chicken and decide to buy something that's less expensive because they read something on their iPhone that makes them a little bit more pessimistic. So definitely I tell entrepreneurs that they have to be very aware. The thing that makes me nervous is that we're seeing huge booms and huge busts. And I guess the bottom line advice for entrepreneurs is, you know, take it slow. Stockpile a little bit of cash. We're seeing a lot of companies now, mid, small, and large, that are holding on to a lot of cash. And it's my belief that this isn't people waiting for a better time. Things are doing decently in the U.S., for example. I think it's people just dealing with the reality of the booms and busts in our world. So I think in today's world, you got to be a little bit more conservative than you ever were, because there are factors outside of our control now, even outside of our imagination. So you got to prepare for the unexpected. It's kind of the old saying, expect the best, but prepare for the worst. Maybe that's the best advice for economically. It's a crazy world of booms and busts, and business owners are facing more challenges than ever.
Yes. Well, as a last question, could you give our audience your best investment tip?
Yeah. And I'd say this would, it's investment wise with your money. And I thought about this, and I get asked the question occasionally, but I think it also goes for businesses and business planning. And my advice is going to seem a little bit outside of the norm in that I'm not going to tell you to go buy Apple Computer or go buy gold or, hedge against interest rates. I'm going to tell you to write it down. And whether you're investing or you're an entrepreneur, you have to put your plans in writing, and you have to put them. So an investor would call it an investment policy statement. A business owner or an entrepreneur would call it a business plan. And what happens whether you're investing or running a business is you're going to have these ups and downs. And as we have talked about here today, some of them will be self-inflicted, and some of them will come from outside forces outside of your control. So you're going to constantly be challenged by hurdles that are going to make you want to change course. And some of them might be really good things that are happening, and some of them might be really bad things that are happening. But if you have a plan written down, an investment policy statement or a business plan, you have something to refer to when your brain is going crazy and you're emotional and you want to go expand and build 7 more restaurants, which may not be a bad thing, but you have something to refer to. Same thing with your portfolio. When the stock market's going crazy and gold is down, and you have a paper to go to and it says, okay, my investment policy statement tells me to calm down and look at this more methodically, then you have something to guide you. So when you're calm and when you're of sound mind, write your plans down. And by writing things down, we give ourselves a tool in the more emotional times to guide us through. So write it down. It's simple as it sounds. Write it down, whether you're running a business or running a portfolio.
Tell our listeners, if you would, where they can get more information about Citron Group online.
Yeah, thanks. I would appreciate the opportunity. We're at citrongroup.com, CitrinGroup.com. And myself, Jonathan Citron, I do, if anybody likes, hears this and likes what I'm saying, I do a lot of tweeting and a lot of Facebooking with my ideas, so they can find me on Facebook or Twitter, but all of that's accessible through our website. So I would say check us out online. We love to communicate.
Sounds good. We've been speaking with Jonathan Citron, adjunct faculty of finance at Wayne State University and the founder and chairman of Citron Group, an investment advisor in Birmingham, Michigan. And the website, once again, is citrongroup.com. Mr. Citron, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, as always.
Thank you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.